In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Those online attacks last October, like the ones that crashed Twitter, Netflix, and our very own Wall Street Journal, well, they're here to stay. Says who? The FBI. More straight ahead.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos, and the FBI has a warning. The breakout of online attacks stemming from thousands of connected devices, you know, the one that broke the internet in October, well, they're not going anywhere, apparently. This comes officially from the FBI. Let's go straight to Robert McMillan, who has the very latest. So, Bob, we talked about the big outage a couple of weeks ago on this podcast. What was the official word from the FBI? What have we learned since then?
So they're going to keep happening. And, you know, the FBI is saying this. We've also spoken with private investigators who are actually seeing it happen. There are more of these Mirai attacks happening. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that now that so what happened was the source code for this Mirai botnet was released a few weeks ago, and that allowed anybody who wanted to sort of set up their own command and control center and take over routers and home video recorders and then use them to attack anyone they want. And that's exactly what's happened. So there are at least dozens of little networks of these computers that have been set up, and they're much smaller than the ones that were used earlier to sort of wipe out, you know, essentially knock a lot of, make a lot of websites unreachable on the internet. But there are still lots of little ones that, and we know that in the background they're doing little attacks all the time. So the FBI, shortly after the very large attack on October 21st, which everyone noticed, sent out this alert and said, hey, you know, expect more of this. This is not over yet.
And why are these attacks inevitable? Why can't we nip them in the bud exactly?
Well, there are a number of reasons why they can't nip it in the bud. The main reason is that the people that have been making these so-called Internet of Things devices, these devices, some of which maybe weren't really thought through that well when they were created, but that are Internet connected, they have prioritized making them easy to use over making them secure. So a lot of them, you can connect to them very easily. You don't have to remember a complicated password. In fact, a lot of them all use the same password, 1234 or, you know, 5555. Mm-hmm. And you can get on these devices very easily. Makes them easy to control and to operate, but it's also left them vulnerable to malicious people who connect to them and get them to do things they're not supposed to do. So that's like one big problem. Then the next thing is the code that allowed people to do this was released, I think it was in September, and that's allowed just anybody with a very low level of technical ability to sort of download the code and build their own network of these hack machines. So you've got those two things, these insecure devices and the fact that anybody can download the code and do something bad with it, that together is what prompted this FBI warning.
Just to clarify, considering all we're hearing about Russia lately, we're not sure this isn't a Russian attack. I guess we can't really rule anything out just yet, right?
Well, the truth is, no one knows who built the Mirai code, okay? So, I mean, the people who did, no one that is talking publicly at any rate.
Okay.
So, the security researchers I speak with, they're not sure. Law enforcement, you know, they haven't come out and said one way or the other who has done it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the sense I get from most people, you know, who really know this world, is that these DDoS attacks are typically done by young gamers who set up these sites to knock each other off of online games. And then there's sort of this world that's evolved out of that where people will sell the service to anyone. It's not the kind of community of people we think of as the, you know, the nation state professionalized attackers. It's a different world typically. But the fact is nobody really knows who wrote the Mirai code. So the attack on Dyn, this service provider that was used by Twitter and Netflix and other internet companies, and who's, you know, after they were attacked, the sites were unreachable for a period of time. That has a lot of people concerned. So, you know, there, I guess the two going theories are, one, it's just a bunch of 20-something hackers who are just wreaking havoc on the internet, and two, it could be, the second theory is that it could be something more sinister. It could be somebody more sophisticated who's done this.
Interesting. And keeping with the theme of how this pertains or doesn't pertain to current events, any indication that there could be an Election Day attack?
Well, everybody's wondering about that. I've seen that WikiLeaks talked about being hit with a denial of service attack over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. There's been some small scale, you know, DDoSing going on, but at this point, there's nothing significant that has happened as of yet.
Okay. Well, we'll take that, I guess. And frankly, this is a little depressing, though. Where do we go from here? Is there a light at the end of this tunnel? It seems like the FBI is saying tough luck until further notice.
There's no light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I think what will happen is, you know, the people that get hit with these attacks, I'm sure Dyn, after being hit with a big distributed denial of service attack, mm-hmm. is going to be much better about defending against it the next time this happens. Companies like Twitter and Netflix and Amazon, you know, have ways of mitigating these attacks. The companies don't rely on just one service provider for the services that were knocked out on October 21st. So they're, you know, people are getting smarter about dealing with the attacks, but the fact is that there are a lot of devices out there that are easy to take over, and it's a huge problem, and nobody really knows how to solve it.
I guess the best you can do is keep your guard up. Bob, thank you as always.
All right, Danielle. Thank you.
All right. That was the Journal's Robert McMillan. For more, you can check out his story at WSJ.com. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.